DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome.
Dibsies.
Dibsies.
Ayo.
Ayo.
Hello, recording.
Hello, recording.
It's the podcast universe. The
people. Hello, all you sexy podcast people.
Right. All you podcast people. Hear us.
I saw it today on Twitter. There was a Tesla Model X Plaid pulled a boat out of the water.
Shut the front door.
What's a Model S Plaid? It sounds like Model something X. Rugged.
It's the Model X with the Plaid engine. Plaid has three engines. Instead of two. It's just the Plaid. It's just an upgraded version. I really like the Plaid.
Whenever I hear Plaid, I'm thinking flannel shirts.
It's not. Right? It's not.
You're thinking of the Coors Light.
They have a flannel interior.
It's a six-seated car that the middle row, because the Model X is a third row SUV, right? So that's what the Model X is. So the Plaid version has a two seats that like captain shares in the middle and the two seats in the back. So it's a six-seating car.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's start the live stream.
All right.
I've already started it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Woohoo! Yeah, buddy.
You're yelling at me.
I guess I better go back to it.
I'm yelling at me.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help me.
Right? I can't help it that your stuff's on a delay, man. I can't help it. It's not my fault. That sounds like first world problem. That's first world problems.
Peasants.
I got a 2% and a 1%, Oz. I got two rares.
Man, I saw that thing.
I pulled another one too. It's a cheetah.
Your crypto nation is another FA Friday with your favorite people here. We got the Doge Lord with the Doge Lord coffee by the drip. Yo, we got the one guy out. We got Crypto McKell and of course myself. Nemesis, yo, what's up, all you FA people?
What is
feeling
up?
Feeling pretty FA.
Hey-yo.
Hey-yo. Yo to the A.
Yeah. Today was like a marathon of streams for me.
No, man, you were just like,
this is number three for me.
Wa-bam, wa-bam.
It's like, fuck it.
Going at it all day long.
Two tiers in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
This is third tier in a bucket, man.
Right. Yeah. So the last one, like I went to go plug in the 3090 rig.
Yeah, I missed the last one.
And so funny story. So I go to plug it back in and it's got four power supplies on there, and one of them didn't turn back on.
Oh,
what?
What?
And I went to go manually.
Like turning it off? Because you turned it off earlier, right?
Yeah. Turned it off really nice and gently, you know. So I put it onto my living room table here with a towel so I wouldn't scratch the table so the wifey wouldn't get mad at me. And I cable managed it. I moved the said power supply that stopped working. It was the exact power supply I moved. So I take everything apart on it again. And this time I can actually get to everything because I cable managed it. Yeah. Thank God for cable management. Hey, I was able to unplug
this. I'm telling you, when you do it right the first time.
Yeah, I know.
I have to go back and fuck around.
But it allowed me to go back in there and like, hey, I had to take this out.
Yeah, and so just, you were just able to like unplug the plugs and just pull it right out.
Oh my god, it was so easy! Yeah, man, holy cow!
Amazing what
organization
can do for you.
It was wild. It was right after I was telling people this is why you want to organize too. Imagine that. So
you know, know really grinds my fans is whenever I open up a case that Nim's done and then it wasn't cable managed. That's what grinds my fans.
No, I'm going to in
here's
my
an extra 20
defense.
Minutes.
Hold on here. In my defense.
No,
I have
there is no defense. There's no defense for shitty cable management.
Do it right the first time, sir.
Nope, no, I have video proof. Hold on. I got video proof that I did it right the first time.
That time. You do it right the first time, every time.
Hey, I got part of it right. I got to do it right the first time. Check. So, but anyway, I pulled out the power supply because it was so easy to pull it out. I pulled this out because I could unplug everything. Oh, wow. And then I, you know, no load on there. Tried to press the on button. I'm like, hey, this doesn't work. I see the little yellow light on, so it shows that this is getting power. So I had a spare one of these. I plugged that one in, hit the little button. It was like, oh. I'm like, oh, wow. It spit this out in the process of me moving it around. But it did give me an occasional error where the one.
I've heard those ones have had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Is that the black board or is that the green board? I can't tell.
Green board.
Okay.
It's green.
Yeah.
Green so screen. It was giving me an occasional right. It gave me an occasional error of where the my 3090 XE3 would not show up.
You know, I saw the 3090s was offline earlier today, and I was like, I like quickly went and looked, and I was like 3090s, and I was like thinking it was like the ones at the facility, and I told you,
I texted you.
Yeah, my phone was like charging.
Oh. But
I just like seen 3090 and I was so I went right. And checked, but I know that it was on a different farm like right. Account. So I went and checked and I was like, I thought about it, checked it again, thought about it, and I was like, wait, these ones are at his house. That's not my problem.
Oh, burn.
Not my problem.
No, but I seen your
burn.
I seen the text.
That's his.
Yeah, no,
let's give some shout outs to the ones that showed up.
I texted him that hey, don't worry, I have my rig going offline here because I was doing a video. And
the live chat open. Fucking failure.
it gave me a small little heart attack. I was like, oh shit. What did I do wrong here? All I did was move stuff around and cable manage. I'm like, oh god, yeah. But at least I was able to like get my fingers in there, unplug stuff. I was like, oh, this is amazing.
He said that it was a nice piece of art when you were done with it. So,
oh yeah, it was really nice. It was really really nice.
Was
yo Golden. Askins.
Always coming with the FADCA chocolates, man.
Oh no, it still is very nice because all I had to do was unplug this, unplug the Molex out of it, and six cables, and this came out.
Boom.
And everything stayed. All the cables stayed right there. I was like, oh, look at this! Click, 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 click. So it stayed nice and beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, I missed that. I missed that stream because I was. dealing with my own rig issues. I have a gold shell and a new gold shell.
Ooh.
So I went to go plug it in and it was trying to make it join a different network because, you know, I run multiple networks here. And so I was trying to have it join like a different network. That way it was separate from my pickaxe. That way I could do a tutorial on how to set up pickaxe and like give people some knowledge, right? Well, couldn't do that because it refused to like connect. And like I spent like 2 hours just like fucking with it over and over. And I tried the other network where the other ones are at and it hooked up like immediately. And I was like, cool, whatever. And just, yeah, that was my day. While dealing with the baby and everything too. The wife was like, oh, you seem frustrated. And I was like, yeah, this is like when I'm like, at the farm and I'm like, yeah, it'll take me like a few minutes. I was like, this is what should have taken me like a few minutes. Things that I have done like relentlessly over and over and over and over. And it was like, yeah, not today, sir.
Yep.
Not today, my good man.
It's fine. It's fine. It's running. It's hatching.
Well, Mama said there'd be days like this.
Right.
Speaking of days like this, it's FA Friday. How about a shout out to all you sexy motherfuckers in the live chat? Ooh. We got that one guy, Oz. We've got Jason Tiger Osborne. We've got Crypto Bedell. Asia Sicko. I can't pronounce that.
Ace at Cisco. Ace.
Just call him Cisco.
Thank you. Ace at Cisco. Cisco.
I just call him Cisco. he's cool. Here, buddy. He's cool people. He's cool people, I say.
We got Integra Guy and Golden Wolf. Yo. Welcome to the motherfucking show. Hello there.
Ooh. Get it, girl.
How have y'all been? Let's get some FAs in the chat. You've been fucking awesome this week.
Oh, I don't think they're ready for that. I know Golden Wolf's ready for that. Look now.
Oh, yeah. Golden Wolf FAs. Golden Wolf deserves a dadgum freaking FA shout out on his own. Look at the sheer amount of FAs that boy dropped.
Yo, daddy.
That's like Golden dedication. Wolf is rated F for fucking awesome.
Woo! Hell yeah. There he is.
There we go.
We got Jason the Tiger Osborne with the FA.
Oh, Integrity guy.
Yo, guys, real quick. Go ahead and copy the link to this live stream and share it somewhere. Put it on Twitter, Facebook, I don't care where. Just put it out there somewhere. Give us a quick little shout out. Say, hey, live stream zone, come join us.
I'm heading there right now.
You know?
Twatters.
Right. And then I'm so happy that I was able to get the Intel A380 hashing. I got it at a maximum of 10.2 something mega hash a second for 75 watts.
Awesome. So terrible.
I know, right, dude? I was just like,
but to someone that doesn't know, that sounds amazing.
Oh, God. That was so bad.
Absolutely terrible.
Oh, God.
The worst.
Oh, horrible.
And a card that pulls equivalent wattage would be, I mean, a card that pulls less than that would be what, a 6600 XT, and it does more hash than the Intel does. 6600 pulls like 55 watts at like
we can go with like older hashes. We can go with older hardware and go with an RX 580, something that pulls the same amount of hash rate, gets twice as much more hash rate.
It depending, man. Sometimes you can get 30 mega hashes on those on the 8 gigabyte models. You get 30 mega hashes.
I get 30. I get 3.5.
Amount, man.
Yeah, I get 3.5. Yeah, 30.5 or 31.5, depending on the card.
Ridiculous.
For 75 watts.
Yep.
What?
Like, oh my god. It was so bad, but I will throw it out there like this, guys. Everybody should know that it's not going to perform well with anything memory orientated in the slightest bit. With that being said, then you would have more of an expectation that it's going to do good in a core intensive situation. So with the only miner being NanoMiner that I know of as of right now, that is working with it. It's only working on Ethereum and Ethereum Classic. Mine, I could not get mine to work on Ethereum itself. It did not have enough of a VRAM.
Yeah. We just hit that threshold to where it doesn't make it viable.
Yep.
Man, had this miner come out like a week ago. You could have tested it on Ethereum. But right. I mean, obviously,
it would have done 10 mega hashes. Well, it's got 6 gigabytes. So. It's got 6 gigabytes. So, with that being said,
in Windows, it's going to take.
Have you tested on Flux yet?
No,
it
there's
won't work on Nanominer
is the only miner. They only have a few things, but the only things that are available is Ethash.
I went ahead and I fired up my Linux distribution.
And how'd that go for you?
I need to add. There's two flavors of Linux that support the Intel drivers. It's a hodgepodge of it. Okay. So it's like I'm not sure if it's enough that the Linux the miner for Nanominer, because it's updated for Linux.
Yeah, you're gonna run into kernel issues.
Right. That was gonna be the big hang up. It's like, am I gonna have a library issue with this thing?
Maybe try the newest flavor of Ubuntu,
it does
jammy
not
jellyfish.
Have...
With the they just
not.
Released GNOME 40.
Jimmy Jellyfish.
Well, the GNOME 24 or 40.
It was I forget which one.
They just released a new kernel version. It could be worth a shot.
I was looking at it last night.
He's in the TV set.
What's on the box?
It was Lord live at 9.
What's on the box? What's on the box?
It's F.A. Friday.
DCEA Adventures, rated F for fucking awesome.
Cisco said, I think the card felt sorry for you and gave you a few extra, a couple of shares. And then
sympathy shares.
To work, though. Yeah, because Panda did a video and he never got.
Dude, man, this thing was like just submitting shares like crazy. Did he put it on the ETH or was it actually
on
ETC?
ETC?
Okay.
ETC,
yeah. Yeah, mine was just like going along, like, yeah, no problem. We got this. Yo.
Jason just said in the live chat, we finally have Doge Lord TV.
Out freaking standing.
Speaking of Doge Lord TV, you guys saw that. Our old DC TV YouTube channel's back up online, and we got some old, friends up there now. Like our girl Tamp. Tamp's on there now. She's doing live streams.
Yep. That's good stuff. JR.
All right. So it runs on the drivers are supported in Linux 6.0. And Meza 22.2 or newer.
For that card, Meza supports it?
Yes.
I don't like Meza, but...
Huh?
I don't like Meza, but...
Yeah, Meza and Linux 6.0. I'm unfamiliar
Linux
with 6. That one.
6.0, you should be fine with Jamie Jellyfish then.
Okay.
In my personal opinion, you just run the newest version with the newest kernel and you should be fine.
Okay, then I just got to make sure that there's nothing I need to save on my hard drive. Then. I just got to go through what I saved on it, make sure it's something that I don't care about. I think it's just a pure... mess around Linux distribution that it doesn't matter. I just got to make sure that that's that hard drive. And then I will update it. And then I will test again.
Depending on what you have on the hard drive or what version you have on it, you can just update. If you're running 20, it should... If you're
No, it's running older.
18 or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not going to prompt you. It's going to tell you that.
No, it prompts it.
Ended.
it prompts me for it. And then you go to click on it and it just disappears.
This is, no. That's a big jump.
Right? It's like
a generational leap here.
Right.
Jamie Jelly. You might get lucky.
I will test this theory out, my friend. I will check test this theory out. Never hurts a track, you know.
I mean, not really the worst, but the easiest thing you could do is just to boot it up on a flash drive. And then if you want it to feel froggy, you can just download it onto another flash drive or something of some sort. So you're not gonna you're not gonna use it too much. You're just gonna see if you can download drivers. You might shoot and might be able just to download drivers right then and there.
I will test this out. I was waiting to talk to you on that one. Because I was like, man, I don't know anything. You know, it's like, I'm not a Linux guy. I know you are. You like that weird voodoo shit.
I do like the weird voodoo shit. Find peace in the chaos.
But I'd be really curious to know, because I know Linux doesn't put the tax on the VRAM like Windows does. No, so I wonder if, you know, if I can fire it up in Linux.
You'd be able to mine Ethereum.
Exactly. And I wonder
if they wouldn't have specified it in the miner. Was there a Linux version of the miner?
Yep.
Like with the beta version of it?
Yep.
I don't know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's a full Linux version. I can download it from source code if I want.
Yeah, cool. Jammy jelly it is, sir.
All right. I just need something that's gonna support the Arc driver.
Yeah, Linux 6.0 is gonna be the newer like jellyfish.
Yeah, I went to go try to find driver support for my version of Linux, and it found nothing. Nope. It's really kind of funny that kind of threw me off is that when it booted up, you know how like you boot up a brand new GPU on a rig, you know, on anything, first time seeing a GPU, like the ratio of your screen is off.
Yeah.
This didn't do that. Now I have
integrated graphics built into the card.
I have,
or just with Windows.
This is Linux. It booted in Windows. I had to download the driver. It was all the ratio was off in Windows. Linux, and with the 18 point whatever I have, it runs perfectly fine. Ratio was perfect. I was like, really? It's gonna, I've had NVIDIA and AMD drivers on there. So I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Possible.
Like part of the driver package being there allowed this to work in its most basic format. But well, you went to go fire up a miner and it detected no devices.
Mostly because like OpenCL is native for Linux. So something like an Intel GPU is just going to like
work.
It's just
in its basic form. It's
kind of like AMD. Like if you plug AMD into Linux, it just works. Like it doesn't work well until you download the right drivers, but like it just works. NVIDIA does not just work.
Ratio is way off. Yeah. Like,
that's the first thing you do. It's because it does not work.
Right. Yeah, that was like kind of weird whenever I saw it, just like kind of like
it'd be a cool
everything
Linux
looked
card.
Great. Yeah, it's probably an amazing Linux card. I don't think it's good for anything else. I mean, playing Need for Speed, like the load up screen, things would like kind of just like glitch out, like, you know, tires wouldn't load up on there, you know, half the car's hovering in the load up screen. You're like, oh wow, this is kind of an interesting effect. It's not crashing, but it's not rendering it right either.
I'm gonna do something. Not a one.
Right. It was like every other time it would like glitch out something different. I'm like, oh wow, that's not there. Oh wow, that texture's gone. Very random in what it was doing.
Excuse me.
But yeah. Other than that, I had a very eventful day.
Well, you awesome. What are you doing?
It looks like he's eating something or something.
Very yawning. There's no telling.
Right.
I had to call, so I was doing the right thing. I muted my mic, you know, for like courtesy.
Oh, okay.
So I had to call. I had to go downstairs earlier. That's why I cut a video off. I had got some meat on the smoker.
Oh, hello there. Nice. Oh, smoked daddy. Meat.
You had me at what smoker.
What kind of
borrowing a buddy of mine's pit boss and just kind of testing it out a little bit. And I mean, it's not bad, but it's not like a traditional smoker. So you don't see the smoke billowing out. I mean, you get the same taste, but I'm just used to seeing that smoke just rolling out.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I mean, it's a little bit different, but
yeah.
It's a different process.
Yeah, for sure.
Chef buddy of mine at work, he talks about using a smoker that with a certain ratio of woods, as they start smoking, the smoke that comes out of the machine is actually clean. Like, it doesn't come out white. It doesn't come out black. It comes out clear.
Yep.
You know, he's like, that's the best smoke that you want right there.
Exactly, because you don't get the bitterness from the dark smoke or the light smoke.
Mm-hmm. But depending on what the temperature is. But some people think that this adds to it.
I mean, thinking and what it is two different things.
Yeah, you know, some people think that eyeballs are, you know, a delicacy. You know, and monkey brains too.
There are people who like their steaks charbroiled, you know,
and some bloody, yeah,
right.
I mean, there's a lot of things there, yes, guaranteed. But there again, too, I mean, to each their own, and you know, I'm all about, hey, if you like it, you know, tough as nails, hey, good luck to you. Me, not so much. But one thing I will say is that, you know, something like this. So it's pellet smoker, it's digital, and I'm curious to see if I can get it low enough to borderline cold smoke something. So i.e. cheese, salt, you know, things like that, to play around a little bit and see what it does. So I get a big kick out of that. I really enjoy like cooking food and stuff like that. That's my second best hobby.
Yeah, that's a nice hobby, getting in front of the grill and just making nothing turn into something absolutely fucking amazing.
And not to one up, but not just that, but that reaction you get from the people that try it. Like, don't get me wrong, and not to quote, you know, one of the other Twitter NFT folks out there, people please. So I enjoy just like legit just seeing somebody's emotional, like, oh, I love that, it's great, you know, I get a kick out of that. That feeds me.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. When you start cooking and you're thinking about who you're cooking for and they appreciate it, that's where it's at.
Oh yeah, 100%. That's my thing. Did a recipe tonight. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was changing subjects. We got Jason saying, and Ace at Cisco both saying, a new idea for Doge Lord. We need Doge Lord whiskey. And Ace is like, I'd try the whiskey. Not going to lie.
Oh, Doge Lord coffee whiskey.
This whiskey.
I will tell you all.
No,
right,
Doge
now.
Lord coffee, the Irish whiskey edition.
I will tell you all right. Real now. Irish. That's not going to happen anytime soon, at all. Totally different industry, and then rules, regulations, laws.
I mean, now if somebody was to send me some whiskey, or provide like, hey, try this whiskey,
or some like,
I might be tempted just to test it and see what it does
with some Doge Lord coffee. Yeah,
I know
sure.
That those 100%. The people that started that use their IP from the Bored Apes to make like the Bored Ape like beer and whiskey, they had a lot of fucking issues. Like a lot. Because it was just like issue after another because like FDA was just not
FDA,
pleasant.
The ATF, alcohol
especially when you give them the alcohol. It's,
yeah.
This ball game.
It's a nightmare in itself.
Yeah, but Bedell has good regulations. Point. Nothing wrong with Fireball or Screwball, my dude.
It's like you almost want to sit there and make people send you an actual photo ID of their actual ID, but then you got no way to know if that person's underage still. So it's like I don't know how some of these online companies get around this.
They have are you 21 and up? Approved. You have to be 21 and up to be on this website. So click here if you're 21, click here if you're not. Like who the hell's gonna say no? I'm not 21.
I mean, most of the sites I go to says, "Are you 18 or over?"
Yeah,
I'm like,
when I was younger, back in my day. You know, you go to a website automatically say yes, and it was like, "Are you 18 or over?" You're like, "Yeah."
I had VHS tapes back then.
I know I identify as.
Yeah, that's before my time, man. I mean, not like VHS tapes. I definitely had VHS tapes.
Oh, it wasn't bad. Like it Betas. Was back. No, it that wasn't like it was back VHS in the day tape, where you go in, you'd go into a video store where you'd rent movies. And they actually had a porno section in there.
Whoa.
And you would always get busted trying to sneak in there because they're like, "Hey, you don't belong in there. You're not 21.
Yeah, I never experienced that.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Or when you had like a really good movie that you wanted to make a copy of, like, Superman or The Matrix or something like that. And a VHS tape, there was like a hole in the back of the cassette where they took a piece of plastic off. So you just put a piece of masking tape over it, and then you can make a copy of it and record it.
Yeah,
it back.
No, but you had to go one step further because they had copyrights on that stuff where there was like an anti-copying thing on there where the movies would go to dark to light, to dark to light, to dark to light. So you'd make sure you had two forehead hi-fi VCRs to do the recording on, and it would cancel out any of the anti-copying shit that was on there.
Yeah, man, it's all about me.
Yeah, things that we had to deal with back in the day, dude.
Yeah, like, watching the previews before the movie. And FBI warnings before the movie.
Oh, you see, fast forward. Movie time! Why did the movie always break in that spot?
Well, like, for me, I grew up, I grew up on military bases. So, like, for movies, I mean, every time it started, you would have, like, a military ad, and then they'd play the national anthem.
Yep.
Prior to every movie.
I've been to a few movies on base.
Yeah. National anthem always plays before anything else.
And then finally, get out, and then, once my father got out, and we went to a normal movie theater, I'm like... Wait,
where's the national anthem?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, this isn't a thing. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Movie theaters are un-American.
I know. It's like Mikel not experiencing a Depot, dog.
It's like movie theater is some communist business.
Oh, bless it.
Every time I go into Home Depot, I can't like unthink about it anymore. Like as soon as I walk in, and I'm like, that's still some bullshit. Like
it's a Chicago thing. It's a Chicago thing. Chicago
is it only Chicago? Like Oz?
I think so.
It doesn't happen to you. Do you get Home Depots that have hot dogs in them?
I don't have hot dogs at Home Depot. What is that?
I don't have hot dogs.
See, that's what I said, dude. Nim said that when he came in, man. He was like, we went to Home Depot and he goes, "Oh yeah, we're gonna get us some Depot dogs." And I said, "What's a Depot dog?" And he goes,
"Yeah."
What? And he said, and he goes, "Wait, what?" And he's like, "Yeah, they don't sell hot dogs at Home Depot." And I said, "No,
yeah,
I
that's where they're trying to sterilize.
Depot trying to pull a Costco. That's what they're trying to do. That's Home Depot trying to be a Costco.
No,
that is a fact.
It's an independent company.
Nope.
It's an independent company. Nope. The next time I go to Home Depot, I'm going to buy a damn Depot dog, and I'm taking a selfie in front of that motherfucker just to prove to you guys that Depot dogs exist.
Not that I don't believe you.
No.
We didn't say they don't exist. We said that they were just simply copying Costco.
That's it.
No.
They are.
And it's only where you're at, because they're not in California. They're not in North Carolina. They're not in Oklahoma.
It's a Chicago hot dog company.
Yeah,
they have
to sterilize the population. I'm just saying.
I love pure Vienna beef hot dogs.
If they had hot dogs,
hold on. Did you say you love pure banana beef hot dogs?
No, Vienna beef. I don't know what the hell you heard.
Vienna beef. So we call those stand up Winnies down here.
Those Winnies say a 10 hook. I salute thee.
But yeah. You guys can all bathe in your saltiness that I've got Depot dogs and you motherfuckers don't.
You're right. We have Nathan's hot dogs, bitch.
We get that out here too.
Yeah, man. Nathan's shit.
We got quarter pounders.
Man, I don't really care about the big, like the super huge ones that are like way bigger than the bun. I don't know what it is about that. That's just
stick out. Here's stick an extra out, 6 like, inches half, of meat.
It's like half an inch on either side, man. Stick out of the bun. But no thanks.
I'll take it all.
I don't want to pure. I don't want to pure bite.
Hear him, man. He takes
you would.
Every bit of it. You would, Marine.
Trying to like. Skirt this conversation like the best way I can without like setting myself up for failure.
Really. All right, so there we were.
He looked at all that extra meat and was like, mighty fine.
Knee deep in NFTs.
All right, I'll help you segue. Okay, check this out. Did you Washington guys see the news? Too,
that's what you're at, Golden Wolf, right? So they used to anyway. So Seattle, Seattle. They used to have them like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So 3 years ago they stopped. It sucks.
All right. Who still has like I guess like a Checkers drive-in? Is that more the Southeast or
We do not have Checkers here.
We have those on the south of Chicago. A lot of the ones in northern Illinois are gone.
Okay.
No Checkers here.
Dude, I remember them being in Chicago when I was a kid.
I agree.
Checkers. Yeah, their fries were on point.
Yes.
So down south, we can still buy the fries. It's Checkers fries at the grocery store.
I buy their fries.
In the air fries, like the waffle fries?
No. Like
they're like seasoned.
They're
like shoelace fries, real thin fries.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So here's another question: who has Duke's mayonnaise?
What?
No. Duke's I've seen
them. I don't remember where I was when I saw it.
So it's an strictly southern thing.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know the brand. I know the brand.
I don't even know which one we use. It's just in a yellow container.
That's like Sun Cup right there.
Yeah, Duke's mayonnaise is on point.
I mean, now you're making me think of what kind of mayonnaise it is.
Duke's.
Yellow lid is Duke's mayonnaise.
The wife's like, oh yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to check now.
Yeah, Duke's mayonnaise. Yep.
Yeah, that is the best. So I grew up with, on the military base with Miracle Whip. Salad dressing, whatever you want to call it.
Gosh.
But Duke's, once I got down to the south and tried that, I was like, shut the front door. I was like, that's where it's at.
Yeah, we use Duke's.
Out freaking sane.
You had to go check.
Well, I had to go check because I went in there last time. The last time I was in there, it had there was a blue lid, but it's just because, probably.
Yeah, you got to throw the blue lid out.
They probably didn't have any Duke's at the time. Small town grocery, man.
Well, if that's the case, I will send you Duke's so you don't go without.
Yeah, if you're going to send me some Sun Drop.
It's almost like having like polar bear ice cream.
Drop me
company.
A message. I will gladly send you some sun drop.
Expensive
as much Joe's Little Coffee as I've ordered, I will send you sun drop.
Sundrop.io?
No, not the IO.
Oh, that's bringing it way back.
I remember those days. I remember when someone bought the domain for it and just had to reroute back to the website, right back to the end. Yeah.
Nice.
Sundrop.io. Yeah, takes you right over to yen.io. Smooth. I bookmarked that for the longest time. And I just went to sundrop.io.
Ace has Cisco. A question out here.
Yeah, I just seen that. He's like, what do you guys think about GPU prices? Just checking eBay, and the 3080 is like $700 or less. Lots of good deals, but probably will get way better.
I'm gonna
put it this way. As Ethereum comes more closer to proof of stake and less viable coins are in the profitable margin to hold up as many people that are mining at the same time, you're going to see an influx of cards coming into the market, which is going to put a downward pressure because you're going to have supply being outstripping.
There are about to be some cheap cards in the next
month. And then on top of that, you get closer towards Christmas. I believe that's when we're going to see the 4000 series drop and the 7000 series drop. And they're going to be blowing those cards out for bottom bargain deals because mining's dead and they're trying to get the next generation hardware sold.
Makes sense.
So I think that we're at the bottom of the pricing barrel yet?
No, not yet.
Probably not. Are we going to move too much further from where we're at? Maybe not. Because we are pretty low from where we were.
You can definitely get some good deals now. I mean, especially depending on, where you're looking. You know, eBay is usually like middle to high of the road.
Right.
You look at Marketplace, especially if you're doing your due diligence and doing your own research.
But if I'm going to be looking
good deals.
But if I'm going to be looking for 3080s and I'm looking for used, I'm waiting until the market gets saturated with them. And then I'm going to go start harvesting for them.
Makes sense.
I'm not telling people what to do. But I'm just saying, you gotta wait until. But my thing is, you wait until the opportunity becomes prevalent where you can just sniper GPUs at bargain barrel pricing.
Do you guys shop at DHgate?
Yeah,
because they're overpriced. They're overpriced.
Oh fuck yeah,
they are. I just typed in 3060 Ti for sale, and I see one for like $64.
Scam.
I'm thinking so too. Like, this is like. That's crazy cheap.
Well, that's the thing. If it seems too good to be true,
usually
it is.
Usually, I see that like DHgate, the way that they list it, and it's how they get around not being scammy, is they are listing it as the lowest GPU option price they have. It's like when you go to a tires only place for your car, and they're like, yeah. They got a thing on all your local TV. Yeah, you can get a set of four for $200. And you go in there and you see the small print on it. You're like, $200 starting from $200 depending on size and load range. It's like, oh, that's how they fucking get you. And you look at the tires and they're like, tires for a Geo Metro that's got like, 10,000 mile warranty on it.
I see on AliExpress, there's one for $187.
No.
You got Mercari has some for $200 and $300. Newegg has some for $289.
That sounds more into the right ranging for it, especially being new.
Yeah, and this thing, you just definitely, if it seems too good to be true, probably is. you know, and don't fall for a scam. I mean, if you're going to sit there and go out and do things, not financial advice, but, you know, do your own due diligence, research. If you're going to buy something, you know, utilize saying something that you can get your money back with.
Mm-hmm. What up, Ozzy? What up, what up? What up, yo, nerd? Yeah, it's like I would be really cautious in this particular market because people are trying to still make money. And you're going to find people know that the market's tanking, so now they're willing to go in the scammier routes or questionable practices to do it.
There we go.
But I would still like hold off, even right now, me personal. I wouldn't even begin to look at them until I saw blood in the street. I need to see blood in that street.
Oh, yeah, you got to play smart.
It's not even playing smart at that point. It's literally you're now playing a chess game. I have a move. And I'm waiting for the opponent to make their move. And it's not a move that I'm trying to guess what they're going to do. I already know it's the only prevalent move unless we have this crazy parabolic rise out of freaking nowhere that you could never even, you know, assume that would have happened, right? Outside of that. The market's about to get flooded with GPUs. So without anything being able to support it, it's going to happen. So I'm figuring we should probably, from where the pricing is now, I would say my personal guess, with like 20 and 30 series cards, I would say up to a 30% price drop from where they're at right now.
It's kind of bold.
Yeah. No, because there's nothing to support it. And they're going to want to push out the new hardware, which is going to push down the pricing of the old. This is what happened during the last bear market. You're able to pick up.
Yeah, but each bear market's a little bit different. So... No, yes, the situation no. back yes then. No. The situation yes back no. then versus where it is now.
They change. The history doesn't repeat, mm-hmm. but it rhymes.
It echoes.
And the rhyming is the fact that the market gets flooded. It washes the inefficient people holding on to hordes of GPUs to the efficient people that are able to sustain them.
I got to disagree with Nerd over there. 4070 will press a 30 series cards price. Yes. Price is questionable, but quality
I would say 4070 over a 3080, I would probably say maybe a 7 to 15% bump on performance.
I just find it amazing that you could have purchased like a $5,000 gaming PC, like all the parts and whatnot. The GPU would have been $1,500 to $3,600. And now you can get that same GPU for like $280.
Right. Which just means
the cost of the whole computer down in half.
But from where it's at right now, 30% of $200 really,
that's you're only $60.
Right. So you're really not talking a whole lot of price movement down, but that's going to be what happens as soon as everybody, all the miners capitulate.
Yeah. It'll go from $200 down to $140 for a 3060 GPU.
Correct. And I think you're going to see that from all the other tiered GPUs. I think you're going to see anywhere from a 10% to 30% price reduction, depending on the particular GPU you're looking at. So if you're looking at top tier low production, you might get a 10% haircut for it. You know, so, but if you're looking at the, like the ASUS TUF, which is not top tier, you might be looking at a 25% discount on that from where the price point is right now. and it should follow suit with the pricing of Bitcoin. GPU prices have historically been following Bitcoin pricing because just like they do in Pakistan, everybody's trying to charge you for profitability.
Yeah. Well, we tell that, that, you know, the, you can sit there and
the Pakistani thing, government at least,
go ahead.
But the Pakistani government is at least honest that they're fucking taxing you on profitability. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, you can sit there and look at, you know, the gold shell miners, you know, what we paid for a mini doge last year, last fall, you know, versus what it is right now.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. As the price goes up, so does, you know, the cost of the equipment.
But if you were to hear me, like, early on, yes, I grabbed equipment because I want to be able to get my hands on them. I want to be able to test them. Am I going to deploy a big fleet of them? Oh, hell no.
Here's a question.
But it was the problem with the pricing to the amount of hash rate and the mini doges. I was sitting there complaining that from day one. I'm like, the price doesn't match the hash rate when I can sit there for $300 more. I'm getting an L3 plus for triple the hash rate.
Yeah. Well, so here's a question. Okay. So we're expecting the price of GPUs to go down further, like another 30%. Okay. So let's say instead of the 3060 being 140, let's just say that 3070 is going to be 200. Okay. So if you've got $2,000, do you spend it on the new GPU or do you buy 10 3070s?
I'm going to be honest, I'll probably go to 10 3070s.
So it's going to factor down to, you're going to have to worry about power consumption of the 4000 series. So you're going to need more power. So you'll run less cards of the newer series because you'll probably get more hash rate for more watts, unfortunately. But if you're having to watch, like, power cost, density is the way to go. So you're going to go more cards for less wattage because it's dense. You know what I mean? Like,
it's going into
a diamond pickaxe versus a diamond pickaxe. You know what I mean? Like, they're both going to do the same damn job. But one's
four 1660 Ti's.
A single 3090 has less weight than multiple, like, 3060s to equal the same amount of hash rate. Even though it does do, like, you're using less wattage, most likely, in that situation with the 1390. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, it's a 3090. It's badass. But one GPU is definitely outweighed by like four or five, even if they do the same amount of hash rate for the same amount of wattage, still more weight. There's more workers on the rig doing work.
Yep.
So there's more shares being submitted because every single GPU can submit a share at the same time or at separate times. So the GPUs you have in a rig, the more GPUs on a farm, the more shares you submit equals you get paid more.
Right. You can have five really strong guys punching something to break through, or you can have one, one Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Density is key.
Thick.
So you'd say for the family mine, going density is the better strategy.
And a GPU standard, yeah. You can't do that with ASICs.
No.
You just keep buying more ASICs.
Yeah, your density is volume.
Yeah.
And your volume is efficient. So you're always just 86ing old hardware for new hardware, 86ing and buying new, 86ing and buying new. Yeah. You're always
usually like two or three generations.
What do you mean by 86?
Like you
sell them.
Yeah, you sell
it to somebody. Somebody else.
Two generations that are older, you sell those parts. You sell those ASICs, and you replace them with newer, efficient models.
I just wanted to ask a dumb question. I knew what it meant, but just in case there was somebody out there that wasn't tracking like a four-head VCR on pause.
Just putting
it out there.
So I mean, it's like people don't realize, like, when you're at a full production, it's like, if you're at 3 cents a kilowatt hour, I can go a little bit further. But a home miner who might be paying 12 cents a kilowatt hour, he's mining for a different reason and for a different standpoint than the industrial miner that has a big bill to pay. So I need to make sure, Mikel needs to make sure, we need to make sure that everything is as efficient as possible. So with GPUs, density is efficiency. With ASICs, newest is efficiency.
Yeah, that makes sense.
More hash per watt.
Right, and it's all about drag racing, but with efficiency for which type of proof of work you're looking at.
Yeah. Oh, Intel cards are interesting, AB. Are they like meant to mine? Probably not.
I would like to see them make a core intensive. Yeah.
Something real core intensive would be cool.
Because the Intel is looking at it as it's like, oh, we didn't realize that anything really needed memory because they're so used to being core intensive. Hey, we got it. We'll do everything in-house. This is the memory is just for access. Not realizing that everything has relied on the VRAM.
My super opinion on an Intel card would be very viable when something like proof of useful work comes out on Flux. They would work great on the situation because they can do a multitude of things, and that proof of useful work on Flux is going to utilize like the full GPU for what it is, whether that's rendering, whatever the customer desires, of course, but it'll use the GPU at full capacity. And in that aspect, I think it would work. But that's just me and my two cents on that. Would I buy a fleet of them? No.
But it
would be worth it. But speaking of Flux, before we like change to get off of that, anybody else seen the leak that was in the Telegram group? Someone leaked out the other snapshots.
Of
Flux. So that we know there's a snapshot coming up in October. Yeah. As well as that's when we get the Flux Ergo deployment. Asset deployment happens the 25th of October. It is mentioned on the snapshot. I posted this in the node.js in the DCA Discord. If you're on the DCA Discord, link is in the description down below. And Flux Atom is still on the confirmed list because we do know that is going to happen. It's just not happening right now because it's taking longer to implement. But the last two for the snapshot, because it's a dual snapshot in October, and that is Flux Dot, Flux ADA. Curious.
And that's funny really that you say that.
I don't really care about the polka dot, to be honest.
Yeah, but when you talk about ADA, so I think about the Bits Be Tripping stream the other day. I don't know if you caught that at all, Mikel.
I caught part of it.
So other than everybody complaining about the audio.
Yeah, that's why
was 90% of it.
Like,
but Daniel Kellerman was and on there too.
I was like, shit, I can't even pay attention to this.
And this is the thing, like, you know, all of us are human. You know, we're prone to just misinformation. So all in all, do your own research always.
Facts.
But you know, Carter was up there talking and he's like, well, here's the thing, you know, talking about dev fee for mining on floods. I'm like, no, no, there's not dead feet. You know, and a lot of people, and even Daniel Keller was saying, no, there's not dead feet. Mm-hmm. But also, there was a point where Carter was talking about, you know, ADA. And, you know, Flux was talking with Charles Hoskins. You know, but then there was a little bit of talk between Flux and ADA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so who knows? It'd be cool.
Yep. So far, that's what we know. It was leaked on the Telegram. And yeah.
Oh, I just happened to glance at the live chat. Nerd actually has a question. He says, real question. Should I sell the 1070 as is or fix the fan and repaste first?
What's your price? I mean, if I'm going to get a discount, I might talk to you. I know I have to do my own work.
I mean, it's going in an Octominer case. You ain't definitely not have to fix it. Hey, you can leave the fan as is.
Don't tip me with a good time. Daddy has free power right now.
That's true, you do.
Thanks, man. Use that free power while you can.
The roommate can't stand the temp.
I will.
I mean, this.
How much longer are you there?
Nern says I have 14 to sell.
We'll just be safe and we'll say one more year.
One more year. So you're definitely going to enjoy a winter there. So
free heat. For sure. Oh, yeah.
I heat it. You know, it only takes 70 GPUs to heat a 4-bedroom house.
I can tell you right now, it takes about 5 to heat a bedroom.
Correct. I had four 3080s, and it warmed up my living room and my kitchen.
Well, I can tell you this much. My roommate, I keep the thermostat on 69. No Giggity. Pun intended.
Giggity!
All right. Anyways, he talks to his girlfriend, and he's like, hey, he keeps the thermostat on 69. She's like, can we change that? And so he asked me, he said, do you think when she comes up, we can change that? I said, they make hoodies, right? I was like, just suck it up. If you need it, I'll give you a straw.
Cuddle up.
I'm trying to make money here. Yeah. You can warm the room up. You know how.
Yeah, friction is a proof of work.
You won't see no proof of pants over there.
Mikkel can attest. Proof of baby.
Proof of baby.
Right.
Due to lack of proof of pants.
No.
Anywho.
Segway. I play the fifth.
Right. I know nothing.
It was magic. It was immaculate. So, Oz, tell us. Last week you had a bag of ungovernable blend, but you hadn't opened it yet.
Oh.
My dude, tell us what was your experience and anybody else that tried it?
Well, see, I feel guilty because I should have like video. I don't share it. No. Hell no.
He's like, I'm not sharing that shit.
I wasn't implying you were sharing it, sir.
Not at all.
He's like, don't ever say that again, sharing.
No,
I was just saying, maybe like you were like,
you might have just, well, you might have just hissed on me and told me it was raining.
Well, the thing is like, so I went ahead and the ungovernable blend based off the last, can't even remember what was the last one I had, but the blend, like, it looks that golden brown, right? Ungovernable. So I poured it in there and it's light, but it's stout. like it has a light color to it. The coffee itself is very translucent, you know, very light brown. But the taste is on point.
I told you, you have to be ungovernable.
Oh, God.
First thing in the morning. This is what I
didn't want to do. Here it is. Nemesis.
I was right.
You're saying right. Once again, I was right. Light. It sounds like you need to make it a little thicker soon.
Oh, she's big.
No, man. It's like it's going to be light, but ungovernable. So it's going to have that bold flavor with that light feeling.
And enough caffeine to get you through the day.
Yeah, you ain't getting, like, legit on a normal day, you know, getting up at 5 a.m.
That's got you that. Going.
I'm trying to talk, Hoss. Great day. But on a normal day, you know, go ahead and blend it up, put it in a protein shake. I mean, it is on point. No 5-hour energy, no other, you know, energy drinks needed. I mean, it hits. And I'm sitting there and it's like, as I'm drinking that, I was like, I should be recording this. I'm like, I can't get the two to mash up. And I feel guilty. Like, and it's like, I need like to GPU do something.
Jesus told you to record it next time. Just saying.
But you're the only one saying it.
GPU Jesus.
We're getting a live review right now.
It's what we do. Oh, Ralph Cooper.
But he needs to put the film onto your website for that extra discount, right?
That's true. We did mention that.
I just GPU Jesus is correct. Photograph
review
again.
Gets a discount. Video review gets a bigger discount.
GPU Jesus has spoken.
Oh, by the way, coffee prices are actually going to be going up over on Doge Lord Coffee.
Oh, so you need that discount.
Yeah, definitely submit for discounts. And the reason is because of shipping rates. Things that are happening on farms, whether it's droughts or floods or whatever, okay, like things are going up in price, you know. And you know, if I don't bring that up to the
blind
to match what is realistically costing, it's actually going to be costing me in the long run. And then if I decide, let me go ahead and catch up because I held my prices back for 2 years to give you guys a better discount. When I bump it up, it's not going to be incrementally. It's going to be drastic. Right. You know, so instead of like a $2 bump, it's going to be like a $6 bump because I waited 2 years and every year it goes up or changes, right. You know. So definitely, guys, get the coffee subscription for the discounts and submit photo reviews for discounts. We have the DCA Adventure code, like all caps DCA Adventure. It gives you an additional 10% off of your coffee subscription for a total of 20%. All right. So I'm DCA. I'm trying to type the code in the live chat and talk at the same time. Not working. There you go. DCA Adventure. That's the code right there. That'll give you an additional 10% off of your coffee subscription. Subscriptions are 10% off. That's an additional 10% off for a total of 20%. So that you guys can save money as I'm increasing prices to meet market demand. And, you know, it doesn't hurt you guys in the long run. I'm trying to save you guys money and give you guys the best coffee experience possible. Like, you just heard Oz. He don't share with nobody. It's that damn good.
Because, yeah, that ungovernable blend is, like, off the hook for this man. I gave him a good suggestion is all it was, and he likes it.
So nice, he sipped it twice.
Right? I know, right?
That's the craziest thing, though. Like, if you're used to using, like, a dark roast, okay, you're used to having a dark coffee, like a black coffee,
I love Cisco.
And you get something like Ungovernable Blend or Bullish Traders Roast. The roast is much lighter. When you see the cup, it's like, do I have enough coffee in this? The answer is yes, you do. You really do have enough. Don't let the color fool you.
And Oz found that out. Mm.
That medium dark will fool you.
You just admitted you cut out 5-hour energy and energy drinks.
Yeah.
On something that looked like it was see-through.
Yeah. And I didn't think that was possible. I thought the darker everything was, the stronger it was. And
flavor-wise, yes. Caffeine-wise, it's the opposite.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a great play on words, AB.
Do you guys remember when I first started working the 16-hour days at my job and before Doge Lord Coffee?
You lived on a 5-hour.
Dude, I'd make a crack out a joke about like it was a 2 coffee, two monster day,
Yes, Ralph, good price.
I don't have those anymore.
UPS drivers don't have the same love no more.
Ralph Cooper, anybody feeling the lack of love when USPS delivers?
100%. I don't know. My guy likes me. I greet him at the door and I'm like, how's it going, my man? He's like, doing pretty good. So whenever he puts stuff down, he's gentle with my stuff, man. Sometimes you got to conversate with them. And be like, hey, when's your birthday? I got you.
Yeah, they're human beings too.
Right, right.
Yep, 100%.
My UPS guy is so cool. There was one time I had a signed package. I missed it by like 20 minutes. So I knew he was in the neighborhood somewhere. So I called up their dispatch. I called up that dispatch and I'm like, I just missed him. I know he was right here. And he's like, let me go to hold him. And he's like, he'll turn around for you. I was like, oh, that's so cool. When I saw him, I'm like, you are the coolest person ever. And the guy's been cool with me ever since.
Yeah, that's when Christmas comes around. Go ahead and make some
cookies. You know, man. Right. Like, hey, I got man. You, like, man. Brown, you got like brownie or you like chocolate chip or you a peanut butter guy.
Hey, Mr. UPS man, do you like coffee? I'm a
peanut butter cookie kind of guy.
There you go. Hey, do be facts, Chris.
Yeah. Good like point. I'm gonna give my UPS guy some coffee.
Looking at what time it is, it's getting close.
It is time to say thank you everybody for fucking being here. You guys fucking rock. If you haven't already, subscribe, join the Discord down below. Everybody's in there as often as possible. I'm my face isn't in there too often because of my work schedule, but it is what it is. I'm always lurking around. Definitely tune in tomorrow. Mikhail, are you doing anything in the morning?
Yes, sir.
And it's called what again?
It's Good Morning Miners, sir. And it'll be on my personal channel.
Miners.
Tonight, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. But cool standard time.
Hey, and somebody might be persuaded to hop on if you wanted to talk A380 stuff. I'm just saying, just throwing it out there. You don't have to, no pressure.
But to talk about what it doesn't mind?
Right. Well, to talk about it with his awesome audience too, because he'll have a few members that aren't, that are exclusive to his channel. He's allowed to have members outside of us. Sometimes they want to learn stuff. Right, Mikhail?
And it's a great crew.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for Mining After Dark. Brian and Mikhail will both be here to wow you and teach you and, show you what they know and are learning, what they're failing at. Who knows what else?
Right, right. I fail at trying to just move a power supply.
Like Panda moving his Radeon 7s.
Oh, just turning it off.
Code 43.
Right, exactly. You're like, God damn it. It's like with me, I turn a rig off and I kill a riser every time.
Yeah.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen,
before we head out, let's get that FA in chat.
right now. We need that. It has to happen, guys. Has to.
If hold you on. Haven't,
I need to warm up the voice a little bit.
You might. You better be sipping on some of that delicious Doge Lord over there.
Oh, I just finished it.
Amazing. Oh,
there it is. Look at him come in.
Ooh, coming in clutch.
Oh, there he is. Look at that, Mikhail. Looking pretty. Ooh,
so handsome. Oh my god. Look,
daddy.
Ooh.
What's up, baby?
He looks like a tired dad.
Hey.
He is.
You know what? Let's stay savage.
I'm a tired degenerate.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for being here. This is DCA Adventure, and we are rated F. For fucking awesome.
Woo.
Yeah, use the code DCA Adventure in the live chat right there to get an additional 10% off your coffee subscriptions for a total of 20% off, guys. And every purchase goes to support the American Pit Bull Foundation so we can rescue, raise, and train pits to be service dogs for American veterans.
That's right.
The best kind of companions.
Yes, it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again. We fucking love you. We'll see you next time.
Right. Peace out. And of course,
peace out.
Savage.
Stay savage. Always.